Hey everybody, happy holidays. This is Betsy Foldis-Myman, producer of ConnectiPod, and we had our Zoom Christmas party last night, and we decided that we were going to share something special with you. And so here's a little snippet from our Zoom party explaining what it is.
Hi, I'm Gabe Evans. So I am working currently with Daniel on one of our podcast episodes for ConnectiPod, and through this I was inspired to take one of the scripts that I'd never produced and rewrite it and retool it for a podcast format. So it's called The Greatest Christmas Story Ever Told, and it's a 12-part series. It's something that Betsy said, like, oh, it, you can easily get people to participate in something fun like this. And as we were talking about Daniel's project, and I said, oh, well, let me just reach out to my friends as well. And so it turned into this fun thing where during COVID, we were able to produce, it's an hour and 40 minute long story. So basically a feature story. And it's really fun.
It's hilarious. It's really, the script itself is really, really funny.
Do you would say it's a comedy?
Yeah, so it's a comedy. Okay. So the concept of it is the second biggest toy manufacturer in the world is trying to take down Santa Claus so that he can become number one.
Yeah. That's
great. Nice.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
The Greatest Christmas Story Ever Told is going to be our Christmas offering for ConnectiPod. And thank you. Thank you for offering to let us
course.
Do it.
Of course.
So here's part one of 12. And there's a link in our description for the rest of the episodes, too.
The Greatest Christmas Story Ever Told by Gabe Evans. Once upon a time, there was the greatest Christmas story ever told. This is that story. Part 1. The Siege. Close your eyes. Imagine snow. The kind of snow that goes on forever. Then, bam! Two snowmobiles burst through the snow, slicing through like pizza cutters on a warm slice of za. These two snowmobilias are Alden and Terry. They look like they bought one of everything in a North Face catalog. Well, because they did. Scared! Alden and Terry dismount their snow beasts. Alden unpacks a large tarp, and Terry removes a thermos from his bag and pours a piping hot cup of hot chocolate.
Hurry up, Terry. We're on a deadline here.
Oh, there's always time for hot chocolate. Why do we have to cover our snowmobiles anyway?
Because it was in the memo, Terry. It said cover up the snowmobiles with a tarp and snow, and then make a snowman using the snowman accessories baggie. Besides, if you're gonna ask questions, I'd probably ask why we're at the North Pole trying to capture a magical elf.
True.
Alden hoists the tarp over their snowmobiles. Shovel. Shovel. Perfect camouflage. Terry rolls a large snowball, and Alden removes the snowman accessories baggie.
Oh, come on, Alden. No respectable snowman looks like that.
Honestly, I don't care.
Is there a corncob pipe?
And a button nose and two eyes made out of coal?
Exactly!
The only thing getting frosty out here is my butt. Now shut up. Come on, let's get going.
Oh, where?
Alden turns around and gestures towards a majestic, giant snow hill.
There.
Whoa.
Alden and Terry climb the hill. They look like grains of pepper against a lot of mashed potatoes.
You know, I have a theory.
What?
Santa Claus must be a vampire. It's the only explanation that makes sense why he's been the same age all these years.
I have another theory. He doesn't exist.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. They're almost at the top of the hill. Terry sticks his ski pole into the ground and it clinks.
Alden, I think I found something.
Forget it.
Terry drops on his hands and knees and digs. He tosses clumps of snow to the side. A candy cane striped pole rises out of the snow.
No way!
The North Pole. Hundreds of tiny greenhouses surround a white landing strip circle. Connected to the strip is a massive red factory with two wings. From overhead, the town looks like a big Christmas wreath.
Santa's workshop! This is the best place ever!
Right then, a snowman comes to life right by them.
Of course it is! It's the North Pole, the place where magic, happiness, and sugary sweets come together.
Terry lights up and points to the snowman, who has a corncob pipe,
a button nose, and, yeah, two eyes made out of coal.
What did I tell you, Alden? Now that is a snowman who listens to Christmas music.
I thought snowmen had carrot noses.
Carrots make snowmen more of a snack than we'd like to admit. All you need is a match, and you can take our eyes and make a fire, and then boom, roasted carrot.
Ooh, I never thought about it that way.
Enough chit-chat. We're here for business. No one can know we're here.
I know you're here.
Alden rips off the snowman's eyes.
No one's seen us anymore.
But I can tell them all about it. I'm very good at descriptions.
Alden tears off the snowman's mouth and shoots him with a flamethrower, turning him into water.
Now let's get going.
Fine.
You're not messing this up for us.
Alden and Terry sneak up to a window outside of Santa's workshop, and they peek inside.
Now, Terry, we're looking for the head elf of toy production.
How do we know which one is which?
Inside, the factory is epic. It's basically like a series of the most ridiculous Rube Goldberg devices you've ever seen. Elves type names into machines, and elaborate shenanigans burst into action with thousands of chain reactions. Each machine spits out a customized toy, and another elf boxes it up, sticks a tag on it, and seals it with a kiss. Happy the elf emerges from behind the gifts, holding a clipboard and a candy cane pen.
Good work, everyone! I've never been so proud to be the head elf of toy production!
We're happy!
Go so freaking happy!
Happy notices a package across the room, and she pushes a giant red button. Sirens wail, and the assembly lines stop.
Nobody move! Is there a kiss on this present?
I must have missed it. I'm so sorry, Happy.
A child's Christmas is only as perfect as the kiss we give each present. We've never missed a kiss under me, and I don't plan to. Now, what do we say in Santa's workshop?
All of the elves on the floor stand at attention and state the motto.
See you with a kiss! Elves never miss!
Exactly.
Happy pushes the giant red button and the workshop resumes. Alden turns to Terry with a smirk.
I think we found her.
And her name is Happy. That's cute.
A side door opens. Terry and Alden pivot to hide, and two worker elves emerge. One of them pulls out a Christmas pipe.
Nothing makes work better than a puff from the old Christmas pipe.
It's a silent night, isn't it?
Terry and Alden sneak up behind the elves slowly.
Why do you always have to integrate Christmas carols in your everyday speech?
Is that a problem?
Absolutely not. It's the highest compliment I can give.
Pounce! Terry and Alden cup their hands over the elves' mouths with a cloth. The elves fall asleep limp.
There's too much positivity here.
Terry and Alden cruise into the factory, walking casually. They are at least 3 feet taller than all of the elves, and their clothes fit like the Hulk trying to wear this year's fashion from the Baby Gap. A lot of elves look at Alden and Terry.
Is that you, Smiley?
I took a puff from the Christmas pipe and I grew this tall.
We need to see Happy right away.
Now what's the meaning of all of this?
Alden picks Happy up with one hand.
You're coming with us.
Terry opens a big sack and Alden tosses Happy inside.
Why'd you do that, Smiley?
They aren't elves. They're elf nappers.
Stop them!
All of the elves rush Alden and Terry.
What do we do now?
We packed hundreds of candy canes for a reason. Now!
A shower of candy canes fly through the air. The elves can't resist the sweet magic of peppermint.
Candy canes!
Candy canes!
The elves jump to the floor and fight over the canes while Alden and Terry slip away. It's peppermint pandemonium!
Come on, Terry, let's go.
Alden and Terry rush down a steep, snow-covered hill. Whoosh! Alden uncovers the snowmobiles with one powerful pull of the tarp.
Come on!
Terry and Alden jump in synchronization onto their snowmobiles, and they both fire up the engines. They drive fast. All of the elves run up to the top of the giant snow hill. They see the snowmobiles already in the distance.
Goodbye, Happy.
All of the elves start to cry. And all of their tears turn into ice. Oh. This concludes part one of the greatest Christmas story ever told. Stick around for part two, because it only gets greater and greater.
All right. So that's just a taste of one of 12 parts of the greatest Christmas story ever told. And you can find the next 11 parts on Podbean under the greatest Christmas story ever told. I'm pretty sure it's greatestchristmas.podbean.com. And then it's also on Spotify if you look it up.
Awesome. Awesome. Beautiful, fun, and you definitely should not miss it. Thanks to the great Gabe Evans, who is a wonderful friend, supporter, and collaborator for all things ConnectiPod. He's also head of creative, social, and strategy at Vindobona Productions. And of course, we want to thank the Tay, Daniel Estrada, Lupe Cerda, Gail Marie Alvarez, Philip Hargrow, Christopher Martin, Matthew Inoue, and Bianca Palmer. We look forward to bringing you the rest of their interview episodes and the episodes that they're going to create with their mentors. And from the rest of us here at ConnectiPod, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!